I didn't know.
Regular meeting for the Mayfield Town Council, Wednesday, August 12th, 2026, at 7 p.m.
They're my cousins. So pretty often, my stepmom.
Then I won't sing with his daughter.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sort of ideal for my family.
All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the August 12th meeting. My name is Jack Wilbur. I'll be conducting the meeting in absence of our mayor, Travis. We'd like to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Jake, put the flag over here. Raise your hand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amanda's going to lead us in our invocation.
Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful for this evening that we could join together as leaders of the town and residents alike. And we ask you to please be with us this evening and make good decisions for our town and our community and our residents. Please help those that have traveled that they can travel in safety. And we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And we'll open it up with our public comments section. If anybody has any public comments, they'd like to address the council. Anything that's not on the agenda?
I've got a couple things, Jack.
Well,
if somebody else wants to go first, though.
No, I was gonna get to you.
Okay. Just a couple things. So I sent out a newsletter this last for August, and just want to hit on a couple things. ULCT has a conference coming up. They are offering scholarships to council members or the mayor or council member to go up to ULCT. You can apply for this scholarship. They pay your way up to like a conference, kind of like we have our regional growth summit. This is bigger. Mandy, you've probably gone to it. I know previous Mayor Anderson had gone to it. But so if you're interested in attending that conference, and your hotels will be paid for, food, if one of you want to do that, just get a hold of me, or there's a link in my newsletter to apply for one of those scholarships. There's two scholarships available for our region. Okay. September 8th, Amanda created a flyer for this and sent it out. There is a land use training they're having in Sterling with Rob Terry from the Ombudsman's Office. We invited Mayfield to attend that training. Whoever wants to come, the council or P&Z, so Amanda sent out a flyer on that. Appreciate you for doing that. We hold our regional growth summit in May, our big one. Yeah. Because we had so many people want a second training, they're actually looking at hosting a second training. Regional Growth Summit, October 22nd at Snow College. It'll have kind of the same format as the one in May. I know it's the week of the deer hunt. I get it. But, so October 22nd over there, 4 or 5 p.m.
22nd or 7th?
The 22nd. And we're going to send out registration probably next week.
Okay.
But we understand. We understand the time frame. We do. And if there's not enough people to attend, we'll cancel it or do something. But, and that's all I have.
Did you have the dates on the league conference?
No, but I found it up.
That's okay.
I know it's in October. October, it's probably the week after we're doing that.
Any other public comments?
October 27th through the 28th.
Okay. Dave, you might want to go to that land use in Sterling. I went to the one in Richfield a couple years ago.
Yeah, and I had an email on the Sterling one.
Yeah.
Put that on the calendar.
That Mr. Terry, you can ask him just about anything, and he's very knowledgeable. So.
Okay.
Are you guys the Barclay kids?
Yes. I'm not.
I know. But you're the one that did the cabinets for us.
Yeah.
Well, and we really appreciate that.
They allowed me to take their crap and said, "You can have, no, don't touch that. That stays at home, and you can put this here." And so,
okay.
Yeah.
So you guys have the floor.
Okay.
You need to stand.
Rise.
So we're just looking for boost money for our county fair animals this year.
What's your project?
We all, Asher doesn't. He's here in place of Cadence. She had work tonight and she couldn't take it off. But we all show pigs at the fair. We each have two this year. So there's six pigs between all of us. And we're all just wondering if you would like to donate a boost to be added to the sale price of an animal at the county fair this year.
You've done it in the past?
Yeah.
No.
Just here to ask again.
Mandy, you said last year we gave him $100?
We gave him two. There was two requests for, so we did each 100. Now we have three. Did you have three show last year?
I think we had four show last year.
So you did 200 and they each got 50. Now we're down to three.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what we did last year.
Yeah. The sale is on the 29th and anybody's welcome to come also. It's at 10 a.m. at the fairgrounds. It's always great.
Kind of fun to see all the kids in our projects.
It's really nice.
I enjoy that because where I came from, they quit putting animals at the county fair.
Oh, yeah.
So I enjoy going to seeing the animals.
And they also do a buyer's breakfast there. So if you're there before the sale, you can have some nice breakfast. It's pretty great.
Do we want to match them what we did last year?
That's up to you guys.
I don't see any problem.
Okay.
They're the only ones that ask.
Yeah? You okay with that, Kiss?
Yeah.
Do we need to make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I make a motion to help them.
Same deal.
When do you need that? How much?
Mom, when do we need the check by?
Not till after the 27th. We kind of changed the structure, how we're doing stuff, so I can send you. You can.
It says boost can be submitted
online
Thursday, Thursday the 27th.
I'll do it.
Okay. You have to send me something and then I can get it done.
Okay.
So we
make a motion.
Last year?
Yeah, make a motion that we support them with $200 towards their fair project.
Okay, I second it.
You should smile down on speaker.
Thank you.
Wait, Jack didn't tell you the fine print.
Oh, yes, fine print.
Fine print.
What can we do?
Yeah, we want you to, we would love for you to maintain those. Those cabinets at the entrance, if you have the time.
Perfect. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll work with the ladies and they can tell me when they want something. And
okay.
Just after fair, after all, everything's done.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he said we'll do it.
Oh, Asher will get it done then.
And if any of you guys want to come back after the fair and show us your pictures or some ribbon or give us a little presentation, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Because we're not really scary.
Oh, no.
We're just people.
Football.
Travis is.
We have to leave now.
That's
thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have fun. Our next item, Linda Christensen. You have the floor.
I'm Christiansen. We are very particular about that. Sorry, I have a couple of handouts for you guys. And not that public speaking isn't scary enough, I went and donated blood right before, so that's why it looks like I got a... So I might pass out.
Please don't.
I mean, you never know.
Oh, definitely fine print.
Yeah, it's kind of trying to get it all on one page. It's a little scary.
Thank you.
You probably don't want this, but you're going to get this twice in a year.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me come and talk to you guys today and present. For those of you that don't know me, I am Linda Christiansen, the Sempe County Clerk,
And if you're not aware, the clerk's office handles many responsibilities. We do marriage licenses, passports, business licenses, grammar requests, meeting and agenda, clerk for county commission, and planning and zoning, and elections, which is my personal favorite. When I came into office almost 4 years ago, one of the highest priorities for me was to build a stronger, more direct connection with our municipal leaders, and more specifically, our city recorders. If you are not aware, under Utah law, our city recorders serve as the official election officers for municipal elections. I'm the elections officer for the county, and then, of course, the lieutenant governor is the election officer for the state of Utah. And with that, the recorders carry the responsibility of local governance right at the grassroots level. And today I'm just here to discuss our interlocal election agreement. I know some are new. Some may or may not know about our interlocal agreement that we have with the city and the county. And so I just want to kind of talk to you about the upcoming municipal election cycle and then just highlight some of the things that really are essential to running a secure, accurate, and transparent election in Sanpete. So what the interlocal agreement is, basically is a contract between the city and the county determining the responsibilities of the city and the responsibilities of the county. So if you look at the interlocal agreement that I handed out, the interlocal agreement has not had significant changes made to it from past years. The cost per voter did increase and clarification of responsibilities have been enhanced. So the county commission and the county attorney have reviewed and approved this draft in a county commission meeting, and so we just want you guys to have some time to review it, and if you have any suggestions or questions or concerns, we just like to have that feedback in the next couple months. We waited until now because we understand that you guys are on a fiscal year, and so we wanted you to get the budget going forward done so that now you can just have in the back of your mind that you'll need to address this your next cycle, because your first election will be in August of 2027. So you'll have time to kind of work this into your budget. If you go to Exhibit B, it's the second page 3, so it's like page 6 or 7. When you look at it, what you'll see is the base election administration fee is $4 per active registered voter for each election. So basically what that means is that when we mail our ballots out, we are gonna determine your cost based on that voter number, and you have, as of right now, 394 active registered voters in the town of Mayfield. Primarily, it doesn't look like you generally will have a primary election, but we suggest that you try to budget that in going forward just in case you have a primary so that you're not hit with a surprise when you get that bill for the primary election. And just to let everyone understand what that means, a primary election is triggered when candidate filings exceed twice the number of open seats. And historically, Sanpete County holds more general elections, obviously, than a primary. And on that summary page, you'll notice that it does kind of give you the idea of when the election dates will be. We're not sure when the August election date will be, but your general election, I think, is November 3rd or 2nd. And so with the contract, with the agreement, it highlights that the county manages the ballot processing and the high-tech infrastructure. A successful election is impossible without active participation from our city recorders and local officials. And so we're here to support you guys along the way. But if city involvement slips, critical statutory steps and chain of custody protocols can be compromised. And so we are asking for your support and leadership in 4 key areas. One of them is poll worker training and involvement. We need the city recorders. Without them, we can't successfully administer an election. And honestly, if other city officials are interested in being a poll worker and being involved in training, we welcome that. And then as far as the interlocal agreement, it is the city's responsibility to pick up and deliver ballots during a municipal year. And we don't take chain of custody lightly. We don't just let anybody pick up ballots. They do have to be trained individuals and authorized to perform ballot pickup. And so again, your involvement with that's critical. And then where it details what the responsibilities of the city and the county are, it talks about that the recorders remain responsible for posting local candidate filing windows, ballot review, sample ballots, and election notices on the Utah Public Notice website, as well as collecting candidate financial disclosures, conflict of interest statements. And then we also have a form